Okay, I'm Danielle McCarron here at Yankee Stadium with Olympic gold medalist and part of the Fab Five, Lori Hernandez. The Final Five, to me. This is really great that the Yankees honored you today prior to the game. What was that like being on the field with them?
That was awesome. I think every kid kind of grows up to baseball, and this is just such a great experience to be here.
Now, were you a Yankee fan growing up in Old Bridge?
Well, both Yankee and Mets. I really like Syndergaard, and I really like CC Sabathia. So, I don't know.
Were you able to meet any of those guys yet?
I was able to meet Syndergaard, and I haven't met Yankee players yet.
Okay. So what was Noah Syndergaard like when you met him?
He's really tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So I saw the picture you took with him. It's like two heights.
And yeah.
Crazy different. Now, being a Jersey girl, being on the world stage of the Olympics, what is that like for you?
That's awesome. I mean, it's a really crazy experience. No one can really prepare you for that. So I was definitely in awe when I first walked into the arena, but I got pretty comfortable quick, and it was just a great experience overall.
So you guys seemed like you had a lot of team chemistry, the five of you guys. Was that what it was behind the scenes as what we had seen on camera?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we created such a big bond between all of us that it was just a lot of teamwork going on, and we're there for each other. So having that is really important when things are really stressful. So I feel like that's why we're so successful.
So what was better, winning the gold medal or meeting Zac Efron?
I'm gonna have to say winning a medal.
So what was he like when he walked into that room? You guys were all shocked? No one knew?
Yeah, no one knew. I mean, we thought that Ahoda might have been like pulling a prank on us when she said that, you know, oh, maybe he might be coming, and we were like, no, you're lying, stop playing around.
Yeah.
And then he walked in and it was just, we were ready for it.
By the looks of it, didn't look like it. Now, your next step of your journey, obviously you're still training for the USA Olympics in Tokyo. Are you gonna be there?
Well, cross your fingers, but they decide that year who's going to the Olympics, so.
Possibly, I'm sure you will be. Now, you're taking your next step of your journey going to now Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
My money is on you to win. I've come out of it already. So what have you been doing to prepare for that?
Well, I mean, we already started training, so that's good. I'm so excited.
Now, you have a good, what's your partner's name?
His name's Val.
Val, Max's brother, right?
Yeah.
And he's one of the better ones. Are you excited to be working with him?
Yeah, he's awesome. Super patient, super kind, so
I'm excited. Are you teaching him anything?
I'm hoping to teach him like a backhand spring or something twice again. So if I have to teach him a backhand spring, then maybe he'll teach me how to foxtrot. So.
There you go. That's a good trade-off, I think. Yeah. Now, you actually threw out the first pitch at the Met game.
Yes.
Was it yesterday?
Two days ago.
Now, you did a backhand spring, too.
Side aerial, yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
A side aerial, like no-handed cartwheel.
She's the gymnast, not me. But how cool was that?
It was awesome. Really cool experience.
Here with Lori Hernandez, and this was something I wasn't planning on today. This was like, quite a great surprise, so thank you very much for your time, and good luck.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Awesome.